T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
ESPN 92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm talking to you from 54th and Broadway, Midtown Manhattan, New York City. Brad Carson back in Memphis producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
I lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
So far, my NCAA tournament bracket has met no obstacles, no disruptions. Perfect 4-0 start for the Gary Parish bracket. I'm sure it'll come to a close soon. Northeastern isn't doing me any favors right now. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament momentarily. First, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, John Martin is my little buddy. Co-host Jason and John, weekdays from 11 to 2, covers Tiger basketball for The Athletic. Used to be with Cookie, upgraded to Sam. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'll probably talk Tiger basketball with him. Finish that segment. I'll do 4 notable stories, 444, at which point we're going to discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, James Harden. Scored 57 points last night, but still lost to the Grizzlies. Chandler Parsons hit a big three late. Fun game. We'll talk about that around 4:44. Jimmer Fredette is on his way back to the NBA. Reached a 2-year deal with the Suns. Tell you about that a little later on this hour. Bree Tiasi, the wife of Memphis Express quarterback Johnny Manziel, has removed all pictures of Johnny Manziel from her Instagram account.
Oh.
That usually means something's gone wrong,
That's
right?
That's not good. Not good at all. And I just did some research on her. We were talking about him, and I somehow stumbled upon her picture. She is an attractive young lady, Gary.
She works out.
Yeah, she definitely...
She looks like she works out.
She does look like she works out for a living.
Yeah, as far as I know, she works out and then just takes pictures. Like
being
in
awesome
swimsuits,
yeah.
or just before working out or after working out. I don't really know. Yeah. But my experience with removing people from Instagram, not that I've ever personally
sure.
done it,
sure.
but my experience with other people removing the evidence of other people from their Instagram accounts, it usually means things aren't good anymore. Like there was this one girl I followed on Instagram just because she used to date one of my friends, and I was still following her. Like she took cute pictures, so whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And then she had a new boyfriend, right?
Oh.
And so I would just see these pictures of her new boyfriend all the time. And I was like, well, they look happy.
Yeah.
And then at some point I realized I haven't seen that girl post a picture of her and her boyfriend in a long, long time. And so then I started investigating. She had scrubbed him from Instagram.
Scrubbed him?
They broke up.
It's as if he never existed.
And it looks like maybe Johnny Manziel's wife has done that to Johnny Manziel. TMZ's on the story.
Oh, Chandler will take him out on the town.
Yeah, I bet Chandler could. Mm-hmm. I bet Chandler would be a good friend to have if you ever were going through a breakup.
Yeah.
We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid reportedly settled with the NFL for less than $10 million, which is way less than what was initially reported. So that's interesting. I'll give you the details during 4 notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calk is just like always. Then I will eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the run now. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the NCAA tournament, because today is the first Thursday of the 2019 NCAA tournament. If you're not keeping track, I'm here for you. So far, the following games are in the books. Minnesota beat Louisville, 86-76. LSU beat Yale, 79-74. Florida State beat Vermont, 76-69. Auburn beat New Mexico State, 78-77. And that Auburn-New Mexico State game, I don't know how much of it you saw,
yeah.
but the end of it was wild. So Auburn has the game under control.
to the extent that it has anything under control. And then, you know, a 7-point lead is suddenly 4, and 4 is down to 1. And next thing you know, they're like in a real situation. So they are up to, Auburn is. New Mexico State has the ball. And there's 6 seconds left on the clock. They have to go from one foul line to the other. Mm-hmm. A.J. Harris, their point guard, actually gets the inbounds pass on the run. So he's got momentum going one way, and he's going down the court. And I've been in enough basketball practice and basketball huddles to know the first thing you do when somebody is in transition is stop the ball.
Yeah.
Stop the ball.
Whatever happens, yeah, you're yelling.
Whatever happens after that happens after that. But the first thing you have to do is stop the ball. Well, Auburn just decided it was not going to stop the ball because AJ Harris ran it straight to the rim, has a wide open layup. I mean, it's just finger rolled the ball in.
Right.
Remember, you're only down two. Now you're going to overtime, and for whatever reason. And I think the reason is that he simply did not know what the score was. I think he thought they were down 3 instead of down 2. But for whatever reason, he whips a pass out to the 3-point line to Terrell Brown, who is then fouled by Auburn while shooting the three-pointer. So Terrell Brown now got like 1.1 you know, a little more than a second on the clock, and he's shooting 3 free throws. It is very much the Darius Washington situation.
Yep.
The only difference is there's a little time left on the clock, and with Darius, there was literally no time left on the clock. But he is in a situation that appears it breaks down this way. Make 2 free throws, go to overtime. Make all 3, win. Do anything less than that, lose.
Ugh. It's like a choose-your-own adventure.
And I immediately start rooting for him, not because I'm rooting against Auburn or Bruce Pearl, but this is, if this doesn't go well, this is the last time Terrell Brown will ever play on national television. He's not an NBA player.
Yeah.
If he doesn't go well, this is the last big time basketball game that he'll ever play. And that's your memory of it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I perhaps when I talk about these things, I project a little bit because nobody else on this planet can remember, but I still remember like my last at bat in high school. Nobody else does.
Right.
But like I do, and I don't want to say it haunts me because it doesn't.
You remember it though. That's kind of scary.
But I do remember it. It was a 6-4-3 double play. I remember grounding in, hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
But it's still
you hit it hard. That's
six,
good.
But still a 6-4-3 double play when I had a chance, I think, to tie the game with a base hit or something. Mm-hmm. I just remember it was a big spot, relatively speaking, to whatever high school baseball could be, and it was a 6-4-3 double play. And
hey, at least you didn't strike out. That would have been a worse memory, I think.
At least I can say I hit the ball hard, right?
Right. Yeah, you hit it hard.
I hit the ball hard. Yeah. I just hit it, you know.
What are you going to do? Like, they positioned properly? They scouted you properly.
They had me scouted properly.
They scouted Gary Parrish properly.
They scouted me properly, and I hit the ball right where they thought I would hit the ball. So, but, like, when your last memory of the biggest sporting event you'll ever play in is something like that, I mean, people remember Darius Washington, not because he led Memphis to an Elite Eight or not because he was a top 10 prospect coming out of high school, McDonald's All-American. They remember Darius Washington because he missed those free throws.
Right.
And so Terrell Brown is then in that situation, basically. And I'm going, come on, just make the stupid free throws. And it'd be one thing if he's not a good free throw shooter. He's a 78% free throw shooter. And obviously steps up there and misses the first. And the way he reacted after he missed it first, if I could have got a live bet on there's a 0% chance he's going to make these next
right.
two,
yeah.
I would have taken everything I had and put it on that.
Man.
Because he was so not just angry, but distraught. Like, if you go back and watch it, when he misses the first free throw, he, like, twists off of the free throw line.
Ugh.
And in a way that you never do when you miss a free throw, right? Players miss free throws in every game.
No, the reaction,
He reacted in a way that made it very clear he feels the moment. You know, I think some people can step up there and just make the free throws.
Yeah,
and
right.
Just shoot, like the way some field goal kickers can just – it doesn't matter if this is to put us up 17 or to – decide whether we win or lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
My approach is the same. My mental approach is the same. That wouldn't be me.
I've heard people say doing it quicker with your routine is better because you have no time to think about it. It's dribble, pop, you know?
Well, the other side of that is why people call timeouts
right.
to ice a free throw shooter. It's not to, like, actually cool him off.
Right.
It's to make him think about this moment.
Right.
Make him think about this moment as long as you can make him think about it before he actually goes to that free throw line, because your mind can mess you up. And I have no problem admitting my mind would mess me up. I would not be able to be in that position and feel comfortable because
that's what she said.
The pressure would weigh on me. And the way Terrell Brown reacted after he missed that free throw, I was like, he's feeling this moment. And actually, John Calipari's talked about this as it relates to Darius Washington. You know, Darius made the first free throw and then missed the second. And when he missed the second, he had a look on his face like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And John has subsequent to that moment said what he wishes he would have done is call the timeout. In other words, ice his own guy.
Right, right.
And because he knew he was too worked up to make the next free throw. Mm-hmm. And he knows it completely runs counter to conventional thinking to call the timeout yourself.
Yeah.
But he said he thought that he could have called the timeout, called Darius over, and said, all right, if you miss this free throw, I'm the one that's going to get blasted.
Yep.
Because they're going to say you missed it because I called this timeout.
Yeah.
Because I iced my own free throw shooter. So the pressure's not on you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you miss it, it's my fault. So go make the free throw.
Yep.
And I don't know if that would have worked, but it would have been a way to ease the pressure, to make Darius feel like he wasn't out there all by himself, because he was actually out there literally all by himself. If you go watch the replay, there's nobody else on the court.
Yeah.
The red lights are on above the scoreboard. I mean, above the backboard. He is alone in front of 20,000 people with the stakes very, very high. Make these free throws, go to the NCAA tournament, miss these free throws, go to the NIT. And I always thought that was interesting. John said, if I could do it over again, when he missed the second one, I would call the timeout, let him calm down, and explain to him, it's on me now. If you miss it, nobody's blaming you. Everybody's going to blame me, and I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Go make the free throw. It's not on you anymore. I don't know if it would have worked or even made any difference, but I did think it was an interesting, hindsight being 2020 situation. So this kid walks up there and misses the first and then actually makes the second, and then, of course, he misses the third. But then the rebound gets bobbled around and goes out of bounds off of Auburn. So now suddenly, New Mexico State's got a chance with, I think it was 1.1 left on the clock, inbounding under their own goal. And Chris Jans, who I talked about yesterday, former Greg Marshall assistant, super basketball coach, got an inbounds play that he popped a shooter to the corner, and it ends up being a wide-open three-pointer for a kid named Trevlin Queen. I mean, wide-open. And if it goes in, New Mexico State beats Auburn. If it doesn't, Auburn beats New Mexico State, and he airballed it. I mean, he could not have missed it any worse. So perhaps that takes a little of the sting off of Terrell Brown, because even after he missed his free throws, New Mexico State had a shot to win the game. Whereas with Darius Washington, after he missed his free throws, Memphis had no shot. The game was already over. But just a wild ending to that Auburn-New Mexico State game, and now Auburn advances to the round of 32. In progress right now, Michigan State was pushed by Bradley pretty much this entire game, but they're now up 67-60 with about 70 seconds to go. So Michigan State looks like it's going to avoid being upset early, and that's happened to them recently. Remember, they're the 2 seed a few years ago that lost to Middle Tennessee. Michigan State appears it's going to advance. Belmont and Maryland are in the final 7 minutes. Belmont up 67-61, 6:36 left to play. So I told you Rick Byrd a couple nights ago got his first NCAA tournament victory, Belmont's first NCAA tournament win in school history. They're about six and a 6.5 minutes from maybe getting a second. They're up 67-61. Kansas and Dedrick Lawson are up 37-25 on Northeastern. So that looks like where my bracket's going to take a hit, because I had Northeastern winning this game. They can still come back. They've got three-point shooters all over the court, and, you know, they get hot. They can make this competitive, but Kansas is rolling early, up 37-25, and Murray State Marquette is underway as well. Murray State up 20-15 on Marquette right now. Remember, Marquette limped into this NCAA tournament. They lost their last four regular season games, then went 1-1 in the Big East tournament. So Marquette, even though it's the 5 seed in this 12-5 game, 1-4 in its past 5 games, had not been playing well. Ja Morant from Murray State, only 3 points and 5 assists so far. We're about 9 minutes into that game. Marcus Howard, Marquette's All-American, he's got 8 points. He's 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range. So that's the best individual matchup going on right now, and maybe going to go on in the round of 64. Ja Morant against Marcus Howard, Murray State against Marquette. But I'll keep you updated on all of the happenings in the NCAA tournament, whether you're listening at work or driving home. Again, games in progress. Right now, Kansas up 37-25 on Northeastern. Vasa Puchica, CAA, Luka, he's just 1 of 8 from the field. And that's a big problem, because he is their leading scorer and their best player. John Martin is co-host. Jason and John, weekdays from 11 to 2. Talk basketball with him next.
This high-energy moment in tournament history is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Zero sugar, 4 calories, keeping you at 100% all tournament long.
Michigan State was picked by many to win it all in 2016, but Middle Tennessee had other ideas. The little school from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, helped engineer what was one of the biggest upsets in tournament history, thanks to a slew of defenses and some timely shooting, which left many in utter disbelief just 2 days into college basketball's greatest event.
Today's high-energy moment in tournament history, sponsored by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Energy on the go.
416 here at 92.9, and we go live to the Horseshoe, where our friend Jason Smith from Jason and John is hanging out, as the Horseshoe and the Book at Horseshoe in Tunica is the sponsor of our bracket challenge. And I know we sent Jason down there. Jason, how are things at the Horseshoe this afternoon?
Well, hello there.
Hello.
We've had really an idea. I was impressed. There were guys down here lined up at 9 o'clock in a line to get into Bluesville down here at the Horseshoe Casino to get into this up that they've got. Teams obviously even started a little bit after 11. They were lined up to get in down here. And I'll tell you why, Brad Carson.
Okay.
Because it's the best seat for this tournament. They have got you covered in terms of all the television you got. They've got on the projector. They've got 60-inch big screens. They've got 30 inches off to the side. They've got every game that you're interested in all going off. Here's the thing. You can come down to the guy.
And it sounds like we lost Jason in the casino, but you can go see Jason now, Jason Smith, live at the Horseshoe in Tunica. As he said, they're lined up out there. They've got the games on. They're at Bluesville. We'll try you back, Jason, here in just a second. But go out and see Jason now. Go watch the games and win prizes. Get you some food and get a beer with Jason. It's Jason Smith live at the Horseshoe with 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Talking with Jason Hall with Level Line Construction. They specialize in making your home whole again after fire or water damage. Jason says the first thing is to be careful who you choose to do the work.
You get these door-to-door guys that come and promise you the world, say everything's going to be free, you're going to be covered. Nothing in life is free. And they come at the worst part of your life, when you're actually watching your house on fire or flooded and they want to make a profit off of it. With Level Line Construction, we don't do that. It's not a high-pressure situation. We come into your home, we'll scope the work, we'll sketch the work, we'll meet with your insurance adjusters, and we'll make sure that we're all on the same page and put your house back together like it was.
And be concerned when someone asks you for money before the work's done.
There's been several scams that you've seen on the news where they'll come and say, hey, I need money up front to buy the materials. At Level Line Construction, you'll never be asked for money up front. We do everything to your satisfaction, and we don't get paid until you're satisfied.
Call Level Line Construction, 901-907-9137.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber with Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And 7-passenger Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV in its class. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Right now, get $2,750 total cash allowance on the 2019 Dodge Charger SXT with rear-wheel drive and 292 horsepower. Go to Dodge.com to find your local Dodge dealer and hurry in for this great offer during Dodge Performance Days. Ward's Large Regular Car and Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segments. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by April 1st, 2019. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you ready to shake off the winter blues? How about jumping into your future this spring at Belhaven University? Whether you are looking to finish your bachelor's degree, pursue your master's, or continue with a graduate certificate, Belhaven has you covered. You can fit a quality education into your busy schedule and your budget. Classes are forming now for spring, and there's never been a better time to enroll. Attend classes in DeSoto County or online. To discover more, visit memphis.belhaven.edu or give us a call at 662-469-5387. Trust your education to Belhaven University, and let us help you today.
Your daughter's a genius, and with all those smarts comes a lot of travel. So you're at Hampton by Hilton for a science fair in Springfield. Last month she was a mathlete in Martindale, next she'll be a robot whiz in Riverside. She fuels up on free Hampton waffles, you fuel up on coffee. With 6 hours of applied biology ahead of you, you need all your synapses firing. Proud parent of a prodigy? That's why we're here with free hot breakfast and more than 2,400 locations. Book at Hampton.com for our price match guarantee. Hampton by Hilton. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Half off $30 gift certificates to Germantown Car Wash. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made.
422, Gary Parrish Show, run 92.9 FM ESPN. The Grizzlies won last night in dramatic fashion. James Harden got 57, but it wasn't enough. Inside FedEx Forum, we'll talk Grizzlies in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's co-host Jason and John. Weekdays from 11 to 2. Covers Tiger basketball for The Athletic. Used to be with Cookie, upgraded to Sam. My little buddy John Martin making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey there, little buddy John Martin. How you doing?
GP, how are you, man?
I'm all right. I'm just getting through another day. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, as they say.
That's just such a sadistic way of looking at it. You know, like everybody, but I get it, though. Like everybody is excited about today because it's like the best part of the year. And you're looking at it like, oh, my God, my life is about to get back to normal.
Yeah, I really do. Like, people always ask, like, hey, you're looking forward to the Final Four? And I say, I am looking forward to the Final Four, but because that means that I'm about to be home for an extended period of time. Like, I'm looking forward to – I enjoy today and enjoy the tournament and enjoy the entire season, but – you do look forward to having a bit of normalcy return to your life, and there is nothing normal about living the way I'm living right now. It's awesome, but it's abnormal. So yeah, I'm looking. I can see the end now, and that's a good place to be.
You do make way too much money to be doing what you're doing. I agree. It's completely completely abnormal.
I'm starting to wonder if I make enough money to be doing all the things I'm doing. I've carved out a nice life for myself, but
you work a lot, dude. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just long days. That's all. But like, there are people out there like doing harder work for less money. So I should not complain.
Yeah, fair point.
But I am looking forward to being home at some point, and that those days aren't too far off. Let's talk basketball for a second. Mike Miller's name has been connected as a possible head coaching candidate at, you know, various levels and various places, but it really does seem to be getting some attention in Las Vegas. Ed Graney, a columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal, actually wrote an entire column dedicated to Mike Miller earlier today, saying that if UNLV wants to think outside the box, and you need somebody who can get players, then Mike Miller needs to at least be under consideration. How real do you think that stuff is?
I think it is not very real. I think it is a possibility. In the strictest definition of the word, like, it is possible, but it is not. I think I'm going to do this like you. It is not probable.
Right.
I don't know Desiree. What's her Reed Francois?
Reed Francois.
I don't know her. I don't know what. She prioritizes. I don't know like what she looks for in a hire. My understanding, and again, I do absolutely no reporting on UNLV basketball, but my understanding is that she's an AD who, you know, doesn't tend to spend a lot of time in one place. Like, she's always kind of jumping from job to job, and she may be getting that itch again. So that would kind of lead you to believe that where UNLV basketball is at this juncture, she would want to go as safe as possible. Because obviously Marvin Menzies was a failure, you know. And I don't know, Gary, you'd have a better idea than I would on like who is a safe hire for them. I don't know who would be interested in it, but so I would just kind of characterize it as, you know, for Memphis fans, I would say probably not something I would worry about as of today.
Yeah, I don't know her well either. I think she and I follow each other on Twitter, and that's probably the extent of our relationship. But one of the things I was told back when it looked like Marvin might actually get fired, before he actually got fired, was that she would not do the Rick Pitino thing, which is what I thought and still think UNLV ought to do. Like, I would hire, if I were running UNLV, I would hire Rick Pitino. He would be amazing there. But she, for her, it's just a non-starter. And I get that, too. Like, if you want to, you know, just draw a line and say, we're not going to hire somebody who has Rick Pitino's resume, and then that means personal resume and professional resume. Like, I can't really argue with you. Like, I get it. But if I were to argue, I would say, you're UNLV. Like, you have a statue of Jerry Tarkanian. Like, your fan base would love it, and it would work tremendously. But they're not going to go down that path. And I think at that point, you know, everything's on the table. And
right.
I would sit down with Mike. Here's the way I'd bottom line it. I don't think she has any interest in hiring Mike Miller on a surface level, but he might be the type that if he got in front of her, she might go, okay, I see what everybody else sees now. Maybe this is the right thing to do. He would have to win her over in the interview.
Right, and listen, Mike is the kind of guy who could do that, like you said.
I know, right.
And as a candidate, you know, again, I don't know who's interested in that job, but if we're talking about Ty Lue and Jason Kidd and, you know, Porter Moser, I mean, could you really – I mean, Mike Miller is a guy who's got two-time NBA champion, so he's got that pedigree. He's got, you know, connections to players, as we know. I mean, for them – and, again, I'm not trying to – like, I people think that when I say these things, Gary, I'm pitching Mike for the job. That's what people think. But it's just true. Like, that is, like, what he represents, you know? And you know, from that perspective, I honestly think it makes sense for UNLV. Now, again, my understanding is he's not at the top of the list. He's really not even at the like middle of the list. So this is just not. I don't see this as something that, again, as of today. Now maybe they strike out on some guys. I don't know who their priorities are, but maybe they strike out on some guys. And you know, once upon a time, you know, Memphis went after Sky Drew and Leonard Hamilton and Sean Miller, and they got all the way on Josh Pastner. So we've seen this happen before, but as of right now, I just don't. I don't think it's a likelihood.
The Porter Moser thing makes no sense to me. I like Porter Moser, and obviously he went to the Final Four last year. But if you go look at his resume outside of last year, there's nothing there. And it should.
You got to strike while it's hot if you're him. You know, I don't know if he had any offers last year, but if he did, he should have gone.
Well, he did. That's the thing, and that should tell you all you need to know. Guy went to a Final Four at a mid-major and couldn't get a better job. Because there's nothing there. Like, he might be, I don't want to say the last guy. I would hire Mike Miller blindly at UNLV before I hired Porter Moser to be the next coach at UNLV. That Thad Matta's name gets connected to that. I mean, you could start to look at unemployed coaches. So Thad Matta's name comes up. What was the other one I heard? You know, you might just want to sit around and wait and see who gets fired here. Tim Miles is about to get fired at Nebraska. I think Tim Miles would be really good at UNLV.
The VCU coach, I think, was mentioned.
Mike Rhodes.
Mike Rhodes was mentioned. I don't think they'll get him, though.
Mike's good, but I don't know if you leave VCU for UNLV.
No, I don't think you leave VCU.
I mean, I think UNLV is such a big brand because of what it once was. And they get incredible support when they're good. And obviously Las Vegas is an amazing city, but from a league affiliation situation, you're not much better off in the Mountain West than you are in the A-10. I'm not even sure you are better off in the Mountain West than you are in the A-10. And VCU is probably best job in the A-10 right now. I don't think you leave that for a Mountain West job. I think you leave that for a good Power 5 job. At least every other VCU coach has taken that approach, whether it was Jeff Capel getting Oklahoma, Anthony Grant getting Alabama, Shaka Smart getting Texas, Will Wade getting LSU. Sort of the VCU job is now you use it to – same way people used to use the Xavier job. You use it to win until you get the big job that doubles your pay. And I don't know that the UNLV job is that job. Let me ask you then in general, do you think Penny Hardaway has the same staff he has right now next season?
Ooh, I'll say yes. I will say yes. I think so. I think Sam Mitchell would have obvious interest in Mercer, but again, I don't know what they're thinking for that job. So I say yeah. I actually think that despite, you know, some flirtations maybe here or there, I think they keep the staff intact for 2 years. Now, beyond that, obviously, I have my doubts. I think that's really all you could hope for, but I'll say yeah. I think the staff is the same. If I had to say one way or the other, I'll say it's the same.
One last thing on Mike, and then I want to ask you about some recruiting stuff. He obviously has made an incredible amount of money as a professional basketball player, so he's not on the normal climb of an assistant coach. In other words, if you're an assistant coach at Memphis making $200, $250, whatever it is they're making, you then would look for maybe a low major head coaching opportunity because that turns into $600,000-$700,000, and that's real money to a normal person. But it's not real money when you've got $60 million or $80 million or $100 million or whatever it is Mike has. And so somebody asked me this, and I said, I'm not sure. I'll ask you. You know, the type of job you get as an assistant coach is usually a low major or mid major, where you suddenly are taking bus rides, commercial planes, staying in cheap hotels. Does Mike have any interest in living that life? Because he obviously doesn't need the paycheck that comes along with being a basketball coach right now because he made so much money as a basketball player.
Yeah, so you're asking, like, would he take, like, just a lower mid-major, like, head coaching job?
Well, like, I got a friend of mine named Mike Morrell, and he was an assistant at Texas. And when you're an assistant at Texas, you charter everything. You stay in the nicest hotel in whatever city you go to. Your facilities are top shelf. The way you the meals, everything is first class. Everything. Every game's on national TV. And then now he's the head coach at UNC Asheville. And he said the weirdest thing is, he goes, you always dream about – you know, running your own program. But you go from traveling in a certain way and living in a certain way and eating in a certain way. And now you're like, it's no more chartered flights. In fact, it's mostly bus rides. It's no more incredible facilities. Like, our facilities aren't much better than, like, some really nice high schools. It's no longer playing in front of big crowds because that's just not what you do at this level. He said it's a real lifestyle adjustment to go from being a high-major assistant to a low-major head coach. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, why would you do that if you're Mike Miller? You shouldn't have to do that. But, like, to your point, like, you really should be selected. Sorry, my dogs are here. It's that time. It's that time of the day where they go crazy. I'm losing.
Oh, damn dogs.
I got a farm over here. But no, I mean, if you're Mike Miller, I think you should be selective because, first of all, like you don't, like you said, you don't need it. Your lifestyle doesn't depend. Your livelihood doesn't depend on, you know, being a head coach. Like, you made $90 million as a player, you know. And plus, you know, he's got recruits that he's, you know, got relationships now. They're tweeting eyeball emojis about him potentially being a head coach at UNLV. No other assistant coach in America would have that. I mean, it's just – it's a different deal with him. So, like, no, you don't take Tulane. You know, I think you have to be – you know, and UNLV is a good enough job to me where you take that, no questions asked. But, you know, to your question, I don't think that is in the cards for Mike. If he's going to be a head coach, then, to me, you only take the ones where – You can do what you want to do, have the resources, and not have to grind your way up like traditional coaches do.
Talking to John Martin here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter at JohnMartin929. Let me ask you a couple of recruiting questions. Where's Memphis at right now, class of 2019?
They're in good shape. I mean, I really think they're in great position to potentially land the number one class in America. And that sounds crazy, and that would excuse me. That would really exceed any kind of expectations we could have reasonably had for them. But my understanding, just based on some of the, you know, I poked around, and obviously we had Lester Quinones on the show earlier this week. I think there is a real chance that of Trenton Watford, Lester Quinones, and Precious Achiuwa, that they land two of those three. And I would say right now that probably more likely that it's Lester and Precious. So if you do that, you will have the number one recruiting class in America, and that would obviously be history for the University of Memphis.
So at one point, most people thought Trendon Wofford was either going to go to Memphis or LSU, and most people thought Memphis. Then LSU suspends its coach. I'll be shocked if he ever coaches there again. I would assume that eliminates them from the situation, and yet you aren't confident in Memphis getting Trendon Wofford anymore. What changed?
Well, because I think as the months have gone on, you know, you have an idea and you have a feel for, you know, who's coming and who fits where. And I think right now the feeling is it's going to be a combination. It's going to be a package of Lester and Precious. And Precious and Trendon kind of do the same things. And Precious is a guy who's ranked higher than Trendon. He's a potential one and done. And you only have so many spots. Now, I don't want to come off like I'm saying that Memphis isn't recruiting Trendon Wofford or that they wouldn't take Trendon Wofford, because they would. It really is a situation of who commits first. And I think that's been made clear to everybody involved. And so I think that's the situation that we're sort of dealing with right now, given that Memphis has so many guys coming in, right? DJ Jeffries, you've got Malcolm Dandridge. Lance Thomas is going to be eligible after next season, and these are front court guys. But Trendon is a hybrid. You know, he can play on the ball, he can play in the post. He's big enough to do that. So that's just why I say that. Again, not that Memphis has backed off of Trendon in any way, but I just think as of right now, if I had to sort of, you know, handicap it, I think a combination of Lester and Precious, especially since they know each other and they're very familiar with each other, they were going to come in on a visit together. You know, I think that is the more likely combination as of today.
Do you think they have to clear scholarships at some point, meaning transfer?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any way they don't. I mean, they just don't. Victor Eno, for example, like, he doesn't play, you know, like, so it really wouldn't make a lot of sense for him to stay behind, you know, especially since he doesn't play and they're getting good players in here. So I would expect, you know, at least one or two guys. You know, I know Penny has promised scholarships, and that's something that he'll have to kind of sift through. But I think that's definitely something they're going to have to figure out. You know, and you get it. I mean, there's always transfers after every college basketball season. So inevitably that's going to happen. But, yes, in short, that'll definitely have to happen.
Why would David Wingett stay?
You know what? It's a good question. You know, because they're bringing in, you know, I honestly think they're going to, you know, hit the graduate transfer market hard too. I don't see how he gets on the floor next season. I just don't see it. So I think he's another guy who, now his dad did say on Facebook, because I'm in this random Tiger basketball fan group, that he's coming back. But, you know, these conversations always get had at the end of the year. And I think in terms of identifying guys who might leave, you know, he's definitely on that list for sure.
All right. Go to the doctor. Get some cough syrup or something, okay?
I had the flu. I'm getting over the flu.
All right. Well, congratulations with that.
I'm battling for you, bro.
All right. Well, battle hard, and I will talk to you again real soon.
All right, my man.
All right, bye-bye. That's John Martin. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 11 with Jason Smith, and I think I'll join him right around 12:25. I imagine we'll be talking NCAA tournament. John Martin on Twitter at JohnMartin929. When we come back, Grizzlies got a win last night in dramatic fashion. Went to overtime, had a big Chandler Parsons shot. Johnny Manziel was courtside. Fun night inside FedEx Forum. We'll talk about it next.
Hey, it's Trey Wingo. You're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Coming up Friday, your tourney bracket is already busted. But if you want to recoup some losses, we know a guy. We'll get you set for another whole round of games Friday on Golic and Wingo.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m.
Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Well, hello there.
It is 4:40, and we've got Jason Smith live on the line from the Horseshoe. It's the Horseshoe March to the Championship. Jason is down at the Horseshoe. You can join him now. Jason, take it away, man. Things going well down there?
No doubt. They're all going well. We got a nice crowd, something earlier. The line 15 to get here. Games have started to listen. It's unbelievable, the turnout. If you're watching college basketball all day today, as so much of America is, this is the place to do it. This is the best-kept secret. Louisville, down here at the Horseshoe Casino, down in Tunica. We've got a party going on, all the games on. You've got 3 30-foot projector screens. You've got a bunch of 60-inch televisions all around. You've got every game. You've got betting stations right near your table. If you want a guaranteed table, come on down. We'll get you in. We've got plenty more room for you. But it's a great turnout. You got a bunch of college basketball lovers down here, including myself. It's the place to be. I know we'll have John Martin out here next week. I may come back down with him just because they've got everything you need, Brad. Got the food layout. They've got all the drinks you want. Come on down. Come hang out with me. We're here for another couple hours down here at Bluesville at the Horseshoe Casino in Tunica. And you can place some bets. That's what it's all about, baby. Place those bets. Plus, they've got folks that can help, too. If you're a novice like me, they're not going to let you do something foolish. So come on down. It's the best place to watch the NCAA. We're at Bluesville. The Horseshoe Casino in Tunica.
March to the championship. Catch all the action on the hardwood at Horseshoe Tunica. Join us and cheer on your favorite team in Bluesville March 21st through 24th, March 30th and 31st, April 6th and 8th. Games will be shown on 3 30-foot screens. Guaranteed seating with beverages starting at $20. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. The Book at Horseshoe is a slam dunk for all college tournament action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You could argue that no city in the world is better known for its barbecue than Memphis is known for its barbecue, but I don't know if people realize this. There's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and it is Memphis Barbecue Company down in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, she's the owner. She's won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. If you've been there, you know how great it is. If you haven't been there, you need to get down there. 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. The ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. 709 DeSoto Cove, that's the address, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, business owners. It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and voice for $59.90 per month for a two-year agreement when you sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. That's $650 off our regular yearly price. Just one more way we take your business beyond. There's never been a better time to switch to Comcast Business. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 5th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/5/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget steak night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the Midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On steak night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and the twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Friday, March 22nd, Free World. Saturday, March 23rd, Cassette Sets. For more information, visit BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we made you two perfect fit suits for your TV appearances, so you know how they fit. We take over 13 measurements to achieve that perfect custom fit suit or sport coat. With hundreds of fabrics to choose from, and the suits start at $6.95. It's unbelievable. If you want to experience the custom fit like Penny Hardaway or your favorite talk show host, we can suit you up. And don't forget, we still have two Paul Battinley suits, regularly $5.95. They are two for $7.95. Six colors and patterns to choose from, a classic and trim fit from 36 short to 52 long.
So you heard him. If you need a custom fit suit, same kind I've got, you know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
If you are a business looking to streamline your printing process and save a ton of money at the same time, call Michael and his team at Cartridge World Memphis. They will set a time for a complimentary evaluation, answer any questions you may have, and save you money. That means you don't have to reduce staff this year and may just help pay for a relaxing vacation. All their ink and toner are guaranteed 100%. Come by 4714 Poplar Avenue in the Knickerbocker Shopping Plaza down from FedEx or call 901-767-4065. That's 767-4065.
DoorPro is hiring. DoorPro is one of the largest garage door companies in the Mid-South and is looking for garage door techs to join their team. DoorPro has been a family-owned and operated business since 1992. Applicants must have a clean appearance, valid driver's license, and be drug-free. DoorPro's position is full-time with excellent pay and benefits after 90 days. Experience is not necessary, but a plus. Call DoorPro, 901-366-7776 or go to DoorProInc.com.
Save at Kroger with 4 days of digital deals. Visit Kroger.com today and find coupons you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross. She seen it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole. I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast. I'm exhausted.
You know, my wife and I had a little boy at Regional One Health a couple of years ago, and the delivery could not have gone more smoothly, even though it was a dicey situation. That's why we were at Regional One Health to begin with, because we were in a dicey situation. It's where you want to be if you are in an emergency situation. But I've tried to tell you in subsequent years that you don't have to be in an emergency situation to take advantage of the great care at Regional One Health. And the East Campus Imaging Center is a wonderful example of that. It's located 6555 Quince Road, right there where 385 crosses Kirby Parkway. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. The phone number is 515-3600. You can make an appointment if you're a woman, 40 and up, you should, to get your annual mammogram at the East Campus Imaging Center. It's recommended that all women 40 and up get one each year. Doing so can save your life. Not doing so can be very costly. So do not put that off. There are things in your life that you can ignore or put off. This is not one of them. So make an appointment. You don't need a referral. 515-3600, 901-515-3600. That's the phone number to the East Campus Imaging Center under Regional One Health's umbrella. You can learn more, regional1health.org, regional1health.org. In the NCAA tournament, my Northeastern over Kansas pick is not going well. Kansas up 49-32 right now. Vasa Puchitsa. Yeah. Hashtag CAA Luka, the Luka Doncic of the Colonial Athletic Association. He's one of nine from the field.
Oh, gosh. There's the problem right there. You just broke it down.
Well, that's one of the problems.
Oh, they have other problems.
The biggest problem, but it's not the only one.
I say the Lawson brothers 32. Look like they're a problem.
Yeah. Diedrich and KJ both on the court at this minute. Kansas up 51-32. Elsewhere, Murray State is up on Marquette at the half, 42-35. Ja Morant got 10 points, 8 assists in the first half, so he's on pace for 20-16. Marcus Howard got 16 points for Marquette. Murray State up 42-35. Michigan State did close out Bradley 76-35, and I believe that's everything. Maryland closed out on Belmont 179-77. My condolences to everybody who had Maryland minus three, because Maryland won by two, and Maryland was at the free throw line up by two with like 2 seconds to go and missed the free throw that would have given you the push. So it takes a Maryland push, turns it into a Maryland loss. That's the way these things go sometimes. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. Right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Fun game inside FedEx Forum last night. Grizzlies win it 126-125 in overtime. Now, the fourth quarter was a disaster.
Yes, it was. Right? They couldn't score.
They couldn't score, and they couldn't stop the other team from scoring. That is an awful, awful combination in sports. I don't care if you're playing basketball, soccer, baseball, football. If you've reached a point where you cannot score and you also cannot keep the other team from scoring, you're in bad shape.
Sure.
So they're down, they go, they get outscored 37-18 in the fourth, end up in overtime, but they win the game by 1 point. Jonas Valanciunas gets fouled with 0.1 on the clock, and so he gets two free throws, makes the first, intentionally misses the second because the only way you can lose at that point is some miracle with them advancing the ball after a made free throw. You miss it, the game's over. He missed it, the game was over. But you had a big night. First off, from the reigning MVP, anytime you get to see somebody of James Harden's talent perform like that, I know that people are rooting against him and for the Grizzlies, but if you can get a win where you watch the reigning MVP score 57 points, like that's a pretty fun night.
Yeah.
Mike Conley got 35. Jonas Valanciunas got 33. Chandler Parsons got 11 points off the bench. He was plus 13. Knocked down that big three-pointer that got the bench excited. And it was just nice to see. Like it's not the win that's going to propel them to the sixth seed in the West or anything like that. But it is a win that could help them convey the pick. And more than that, don't ever forget, this is supposed to be entertainment. And I don't know how you could have been in FedEx Forum and not been entertained by that last night. I mean, I'm sitting in a hotel room in New York City watching it on my computer. Yeah. And I was entertained by that game last night. So the Grizzlies now have 29 wins on the season with 11 games to play. If you're interested in the race to convey, that puts them in seventh from the bottom. And the goal, remember, is to get to ninth from the bottom. So they're 29 wins right now. That's one less win than the Wizards, who are eighth from the bottom. And it's two fewer wins than the Pelicans, Lakers, and Hornets, all of which have 31 wins. And so it's not It's not out of reach. You know, they do have a shot to get to that ninth spot, which, again, makes it where they will either pick in the top four or convey the pick to Boston. There's nothing bad that can happen if they get to that spot. And it looked, even a few weeks ago, like they just weren't going to be able to get there. And perhaps they still won't, but they at least have a chance, in part because of that 126-125 victory over Houston inside FedEx Forum last night.
Story number two.
So Jimmer Fredette is coming back to the NBA, a former National College Basketball Player of the Year, a lottery pick who struggled in the NBA, only averaged like 6 points, and then ultimately went to China and has been balling out in China. Had like a 75-point game earlier this season. And so the Suns have now signed him to a two-year deal. The second year is a team option, but perhaps he can, you know, have a better NBA run at it this time than he did the first time. I had talked to somebody who worked in an organization that had Jimmer Fredette before he went to China in the NBA. And they said, surprisingly, at least to them, he was just hard to coach. Like, he wouldn't listen. Huh. And his answer to everything was, well, this is the way I did it at BYU.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, but like, you're not at BYU. You know, this is a different deal. You cannot play that way anymore. And it just didn't register for whatever reason. But perhaps he learned from that and is willing to be more coachable, because if so, perhaps there's an NBA future for him. Either way, he is going to be on an NBA roster next season, and it'll be the roster of the Phoenix Suns.
Story number three.
Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid reportedly settled their collusion grievances against the NFL for less than $10 million. That's according to a story in the Wall Street Journal today, which is notable because that is way less than what was initially reported. I don't think anybody ever got a hard and fast number because everybody signed confidentiality agreements, but you know, some of the speculation was like $80 million, mm-hmm. $100 million. And if it really is less than $10 million, that's surprising because they had the NFL in a pretty uncomfortable situation. And to take less than $10 million to make all that go away, I guess it's just not the number I would have thought it would have been. None of us, and that includes anybody you see talking on television about this, knows the details, the exact specifics of what they settled for. So I'm going to believe, I guess, that they had a good reason to do what it is they did, but this was a lot more sensible on a surface level when you thought they settled for $80 million as opposed to less than $10 million. Because if it's less than $10 million, let's just call it 10. About a third of that's going to go to lawyers, and then the rest of it split in between them. So what are you getting, $2, $3 million
yeah.
each?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's you know, that's not life-altering money
yeah.
for either of them. And the reports before they settled was that it would have to be a substantial amount of money. You would think a life-altering amount of money mm-hmm. for them to settle with the NFL. So who knows? This is a reputable media outlet reporting it, so it's not like it's not the type of thing they would normally get wrong, but I'll be interested to see if there's any pushback at all if somebody comes back and says, no, the Wall Street Journal simply has the numbers wrong. It was closer to $80 million than it was to $10 million. But according to the Wall Street Journal, it was less than $10
million. Story number four.
Johnny Manziel is the Memphis Express quarterback, and he is married to a young woman named Bree Tiasi,
mm-hmm.
and she has an Instagram account. And around 400,000 followers, because she's a pretty girl, and pretty girls have followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she has wiped Johnny Manziel completely from her Instagram account, her husband.
Oh, no.
She has also changed her name on her Instagram account. It was Bree Tiasi Manziel.
Yeah.
Now it's just back to Bree Tiasi.
That doesn't seem good for him and their relationship.
It doesn't seem good for him unless, of course, this is what he wants.
Yeah.
But if he was happily married and this is not what he wants, then our quarterback of our mm-hmm. professional football franchise could be going through marital problems as well, because my history of studying Instagram accounts tells me that when somebody wipes another human from their Instagram account, that means that those two people no longer sleep together regularly.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the way that goes. Yeah. Now, there was the time. Now, it could mean other things. It could just mean I'm mad at you right now, and so I'm going to eliminate you from my Instagram page to show the world how mad I am at you or to show you how mad I am at you. Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson had that thing go on, yeah.
So Paulina married to Dustin Johnson, arguably the greatest golfer on the planet, and at some point in the past, I don't know, 6 months or so, she scrubbed him from her Instagram account. Mm. And Dustin Johnson, like, it became a story. So he actually released a statement about it, and he said, you know, just like most marriages, we have our ups and downs. We're going through some downs right now, but I love my wife, and I won't comment further or something like that. Mm-hmm. And now they're just as happy as they can be, at least according to Instagram. He's been readmitted to her Instagram account. But Paulina Gretzky, for whatever reason, and I bet I could guess why, but for whatever reason, eliminated Dustin Johnson from her Instagram account within the past year, and now – here we are. Johnny Manziel has been erased from Bree TAC's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.